Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, China announced its first COVID-19 death in 8 months. That news comes the same day a team from the World Health Organization arrived in Wuhan to investigate the origins of the pandemic. You may remember the first cases of the coronavirus were reported from that city in December 2019. The cluster emerged at a wet market where wild animals are sold along with meat, produce, and other items. I spoke earlier with Dr. Peter Ben-Mbarak. He's a scientist on the team. He was on a cell phone from Singapore, where he was in quarantine before heading to Wuhan. And I asked him what his team will try to accomplish there.
The goal of this mission is to help improve our understanding of the origin of the virus. We all know that the virus jumped out from its natural environment in bat population, and then we have the detection of the first cases in Wuhan. But in between, we don't know. We don't know what happened, and that's what we want to try to get a better understanding of.
How important is it to be there in person rather than doing this research remotely?
It's important to be there because being there enables face-to-face contact with Chinese researchers and counterparts. It also enables us to visit different sites. Visiting the market would give us a good idea of the dynamic within that market. We have done that for months now to have virtual meetings and over the internet, but it doesn't replace face-to-face interaction in smaller groups and rejoining in larger groups. So it's important to have that physical dynamic in a face-to-face environment.
So I hear you referring to the wet market where some of the early cases first appeared. You say you'll be visiting there. I mean, this was a place where the whole world had its eye on this market when the outbreak first started a year ago. When you get there, what will you do? What questions will you try to answer?
The market has been closed since last year. However, the records of what came in and out of that market do still exist and have a lot of value in terms of understanding, identifying animals that were brought to that market, understanding what goods were brought into that market, where they went out afterwards. This was a wholesale market, mind you, so it was also serving a number of other markets in the city, and understanding what the people who were working there, where did they come from, did they have any travel history to particular places that could give us some clues of where the some of them could have brought the disease from outside to the market. So it has still a lot of value even a year after.
You know, there have been questions about whether China would even let you and your team into the country. The government has been floating the idea that the outbreak started in a different country. Do you think that Beijing can be trusted to give you access to what you need to do your job?
Yes, I mean, we are on our way to the to Wuhan now, so and we have had many meetings with Chinese experts over the past few months. So there is a keen interest to participate and support these different studies. But of course, and understandably, they and others are also interested to ensure that other avenues and other studies are also conducted. If the initial data and results of studies indicate that there is a value in looking elsewhere, we would, of course, also do that. But as always, in these type of investigations, we start where the first cases were detected, and that was in Wuhan in December 2019. Mm-hmm. And we go from there, and we follow what the science and the studies tell us. And that approach has also been agreed and supported by China.
So explain that a little bit more, if you could. Are you going in assuming that the pandemic started in Wuhan, or how will you be able to even confirm that? And frankly, why does it matter?
We know that the first cases were detected in Wuhan in December 19. It does mean that these were the first cases. And remember that the cases detected were only severe cases. We did not know at that time that there was a lot of mild cases, a lot of asymptomatic cases. And trying to identify these will be extremely interesting as well, because they may be the ones holding the clue to the where the first cases originated from, and not the severe cases that we know of. So it's also important to try to find all the cases and other cases than the one that were detected in December. Because it's not because the first cases were detected in Wuhan, but the whole thing started in Wuhan. It could easily have started somewhere else, in another province, a few hundred kilometers away, or even further away. It's a starting point for the work, but it's not the starting point necessarily of the pandemic.
Peter Benenbarak is a World Health Organization scientist joining us on a cell phone in Singapore and part of a team who headed to Wuhan, China to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Benenbarak, thanks for making time for us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And we spoke yesterday. Dr. Benenbarak has now arrived in Wuhan. He'll quarantine for 2 weeks before he and the rest of his team can start their work.